Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Chaf Gimel. We are on the top line of page Reish Chaf Vez, the page following 442. The Mechaber says in Sif Chaf Gimel, Hoysa Achas L'mala V'Achas L'mata. This is really a continuation of what we learned last night in Sif Chaf Vez, where you have two Korahs that are side by side. Each one is less than a Tefach. So we said if they're within three tefachim, we say lovehood, and it's as if they're connected. A different opinion was Mamachmir, said they have to be within a tefach of each other. Sif Chaf Gimel continues from there and says, if not only they're separated side by side, but they're also up and down. Hoysa achas l'malo v'achas l'mato, one of the koros was above and one was below. So roim es halyona ki'ilu hi l'mata, we look at the upper one as if it's lower down, the es ha'tachtona ki'ilu hi l'mala, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, or the bottom one as if it is raised up, ubilvad shelo tehei halyona l'mala me'esrim, as long as the higher korah is not above 20 amos, v'lo tachtona l'mata me'asara, and the bottom one is not below 10 tefachim. So it has to be within the range of a korah between 10 tefachim at the bottom and 20 amos at the height, v'lo yeh b'neim shlosha tefachim. There also can't be between them three tefachim, lo ba gova v'lo ba meshach. Not in height, they have to be within three height-wise, and also in distance-wise, they have to be within three tefachim. Kishiroin osam shiyarda zov also zov b'kavana ad shiyaso zov b'tzadzu. So as long as they are within three tefachim, side by side, when we view them as if they are on the same level, v'yesh poslim, some apostle it. So the Mechaber says that if you have these two korahs that are not the right size, if they are within three tefachim side by side, within three tefachim height-wise, the top one is lower than 20 amos, and if they're lower down, the bottom one is not lower than 10 tefachim, so then we would view them as if they're on the same level, we would say lovud. Going side by side, it would be kosher, and then he brings a sheet that says, v'yesh poslim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ayin Gimel Hoysa, Kan bo lahosef ravusa al sif akodem. Like we mentioned before, the mechaber in Sif Chaf Gimel is coming to add a chiddush from what we learned in Sif Chaf Beis. Tafilu im lo hayu shtei akoros. Even if the two koros were not shein b'cholachas lekabel ariach, and the two koros, each one individually, is not large enough to mekabel this half brick, but if they are omdos b'shava, they were standing side by side. So in this case, they're not standing by side. In other words, the way you read it is that filu im lo hayu shtei akoros she'ein b'cholachas lekabel ariach omdos b'shava. Even if they are not standing side by side, el achas gevoa mechaverto, rather one is higher than his friend, ad shlosha tefachim, up until three tefachim, gam king shera. It's also going to be kosher, the amrinan rowin, we say we view them, like we saw, as if they are on the same level. Sivkotun ayin dalud. So we said we view the top one as if it's lower down. Vesatatona as if it's raised up. Rotzalomar osatatona, it's one or the other. Either we view the upper one as if it's lower, or we view the lower one as if it's raised. Sivkotun ayin hay. We said as long as the top one's not above 20 amos, the bottom one is not below 10 tefachim. Dimhi lamala mi esrim. If the top korah was above 20 amos, ozafilu hatatona smuchala besosho shetfachim, then even if the lower one was within three tefachim of it, lo amrinan ki'ilu hi lamata mi esrim. We don't say it's as if the upper one that's over 20 is lower down below 20. Kevan da'ata omedes b'mokum pasul. Since right now, when it's standing in its place, over 20, it's in a mokum pasul, so it's no good. V'cheinim hatatona lamata mi asara. So too, if the bottom one is under 10 tefachim, v'halyona smuchala besosho shetfachim, and the upper one is within three tefachim of the lower one, lo amrinan rowan es atatona kilo iso medes b'shove emeliona. We don't say we view the bottom one as if it's raised up on the same level with the upper one. Kevan the achshav ein b'hechshe kora. Since right now, in the place where it is located below 10 tefachim, it's in a place where it's pasul, so it's out. So the top one's above 20, no good. Bottom one's below 10, no good. So as long as they are within the range of 10 tefachim to 20 amos, and they are within three tefachim of each other, we would view them as if they are on the same level. Sivkotan ayin vav. V'kavana, ratzloma mechuvenes. We view them as if they are on the same level. V'hainu, da'afilu im nachshov shekfar yarda zo lamata ksas. Even if we view the upper one as if it is lower down a little bit. V'atachtona osa l'malaktas. And the bottom one was raised up a little bit. Ad shenaso zo kenegazu b'shava. Until they are across from each other at the same level. Lo yiyu oz meruchokin rapachos mishlosh tvachim. They have to be within three tvachim of each other. The oz shayach lomar lovud. Then we are able to say lovud v'kanal b'sivakodem b'dei arishona. Sivkoton ayin zayim. V'yesh poslim. So the first sheet said, as long as again, one is not too high, one is not too low, they're within three tvachim of each other height-wise. And then when you view them as if they are on the same level, they have to be within three tvachim width-wise as well. However, the Mechaber ended off and said, V'yesh poslim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkoton ayin zayim. Why do they pasul? Mishum de sfir lahu, because they hold de lo amrinan rowan es halyona v'chuli. They say we don't view the upper one as if it's lower down. The afa gav de la kamon behilchos sukkah. Even though later on in hilchos sukkah. In simit, tofrei shlamet aleph pasaka mechaber bipshitas. There the mechaber paskins very simply bisivhei de imasiko hu mevubul. If the schach is a little bit confused, the echad lamalav echlamata, one's up and one's down, the mechaber paskins. Dim ein beinayim shosha tfachim, if they're within three tochim of each other, the amin and lovud. So even though the mechaber himself paskins later on hilchos sukkah, that we will say lovud if one piece of schach is higher and the next one is lower, we'll say lovud to connect them. Shani hocha, here it is different. Remember the rules of a Korah, it has to be able to makabel an Ariach. One Shita yesterday said, it has to mamish be able to be makabel it. So saying within three tfachim we saw last night, even though you say lover, it's as if it's connected, but lemaisa, it can't be makabel an Ariach the way it is, so it's no good. Here also, even though by Sukkah, within three tfachim height-wise, we view them as if they're connected, it won't help you practically if he has to hold an Ariach, and can't hold an Ariach, as one is up and one is down, even if it's within three. Ube'echa lemala v'echa lemata ein ru'uyin l'kabel Ariach. So over here, when one is up and one is down, they are not fit to be holding on to this half brick. Vahainu, da'afilu im gvoz tefach echad mechavero gamken lomahani. Even if there is only one tefach separating the two of them, it won't help. Va'afilu im omdos b'shavim mamish. And even if they are on the same level mamish, svirlo la'adeya zo. This shita holds kedeya shniyah hana, like the second shita that we had yesterday. De ba'ina dafka sheyehei smuchos echad lechavero lo yosem mitefach. They have to be close to each other within a tefach. Within three tefachim is not going to be good enough. The kosev al yirabe the eish lachmir kedei azo. The yirabe says that one should ideally be machmir like this shita, and therefore it's not good enough. The fact that within three height wise and they're within three width wise, like we saw last night, they have to be within a tefach, and height wise also would have to be very close together, so they actually could be mekabel and ariach. Says the mechaber vayter siv chav dalin peiras al hakora machzelas. So the case over here is you have a regular korah, a beam going from wall to wall, and then you put a mat flipped over the korah. The eina nogas arakaka. And the mat hangs over on both sides of the korah, but it does not reach all the way down to the ground. So the din is, im gavoa miha'aret shlosha tfachim psula. If it does not reach to within three tfachim of the ground where you could say lovud, it's pasul. Shaharei kisa ha'korah, because lemaisa you covered the korah. So therefore the korah is el, ve'ena niris, it's not visible. Ubat lemios korah, you have nullified it from being a korah. Aye, but you made a wall with this machatzelis that you put over the korah. Umechitza gam kein ena. It also does not become a mechitza, kevan shegavoa meha'aret shlosha, since it is above the ground three. So you put a machatzelis hanging over the korah. If it goes down to the ground, then it's tight, so you made a wall. If the machatzelis is not there, you have a korah that's visible. But now you covered the korah, so it's not visible, it's not a heker. And the wall that you made is not a wall, because it doesn't go within three tfachim, so therefore, this is no good. Avol. Im hiniyah korah rechava. But if you placed a korah that was wide, a piece of wood, let's say, that is upright, the nimsheches ktsas lamata mi'asara, and that board hangs down below 10, ksheira, that's going to be okay. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here on these two cases. Number one, the machatzelas sivkoton ayin ches. Machatzelas sherotza liyapos koach haheter. He wanted to beautify the koach haheter of the korah, and the nela uperas alea machatzelas. So he flipped over onto the korah a mat. V'gam kishara lakosel, he tied the mat to the wall, shalot nideha haruach, so the wind should not blow it, kidei sheyia aleh shem b'chitza gamkein. So now he thought, gevaldik, not only is it going to be a korah, it's going to be so beautiful, it's going to have a mat over it, it's also going to be a mechitza, and it's tied on tight, so it's not swaying in the wind. If it doesn't reach within 3 tefillin from the ground, it is psula. Sivkata nayintes, afilu ima machatzelas ba'atzma gvo asara. Even if the height of the actual mat is 10 tefachim, which is the height of a wall, but once again, it has to go within 3 of the ground, otherwise it is not a wall. Sivkata pei, the korah is no good because it's ain't a niris. Imkein leis kan heker, so if it's not recognizable, so there's no heker over here. Next case of the mechaber was, you put a wide korah, which means instead of putting a board from the top of one wall to the top of the other wall, you put it connecting the walls, and it's a board that is long, so it's a 10 tefach board. So Ratzalomar says in Mishavura Pe'alav, she rechava asar tefachim. It's a 10 tefach korah. V'hava amina, I would have said, Kevan she rechava kokal, since it is so wide, shem mechitza aleh. It gets a shem mechitza, it's 10 tefachim. V'lo shem korah, and it doesn't get a shem korah. U'mechitza k'sheira eino, it's not a mechitza k'sheira. D'ha'gavoa min ha'aretz harbe, because it's very high off the ground. U'kemo b'machatzel, like the case of the mat. So I would have thought it's no good. Kamash mulon dekshera. Comes the mechaber to say that this korah that is very long is going to be kosher. The mipnei gadlusa, because of its great size, lo nisbatel mina shem korah, doesn't lose its shem korah and its kosher. Umachatzela shani, the case of the machatzela is different. The kisa sakorah in the keres. There you cover the korah, so it's not recognizable, so it's no good. But over here, this piece of wood is the korah. So though it's 10 tefachim, so you might have thought it's a mechitza, in which case it would not be good midin mechitza, but it's not, it's considered a korah. The Bir Halacha told us earlier that a korah does not have to be bedafka on top of the walls. It can't be outside the area of the mavui, but it could be stuck between the walls as well, which is the case over here. You have a 10 tefach board hanging down from the top of the area between the walls, so it's not on top of the walls, it's between the walls. The Bir Halacha said earlier that's going to be okay. So the chiddush over here isn't, even though the korah is very large, and you might think it as a din of a mechitza, and it's pasul as a mechitza, we don't view it as a mechitza, we view it as a korah that is large. It shouldn't be any worse because it's large, and therefore it's kosher. Sivkotam pebeis v'nim sheches ksas lamata me'asara. We said part of this long korah hangs down below 10 tefachim, and it's still going to be kosher. Kama achronim niskashu b'dvarav. Some achronim have a very difficult time with understanding the psak of this mechaber that it hangs down below 10 tefachim. The mashmur milashona, the mashmos of the language of the mechaber is the bala hashmina that is coming to teach us. Da'afilu k'tzas me'akorah ha'rechava. Even if some of this long korah is nichnas besoch asorat tefachim atatonim shalam bavui, gam kein kosher. Even though you have this long korah that's 10 tefachim, but it sticks down below the area within 10 tefachim from the ground, the mechaber's mashma is going to be okay. The achorim are not happy with that. Da'amrinan rowen es ha'mikzas hazeh. The understanding of the mechaber would be that we view the little part that sticks below 10 tefachim ki'ilu eino, as if it's not there. V'akora umedes rak l'mal me'asara. We view the korah as if it's only over 10 tefachim, and that is the pshat of why the mechaber would say it's okay. Kedin hechsher korah mavur b'sif chavav, like the case of the korah that we're going to say later on in sif chavav. Aval be'emes ze'eino. But the achronim say the truth is that's not okay. The im hoya nichnas tzas meirocha v'akora besocha avir shal asara tatonim psula. If in fact part of this long korah sticks down within 10 tefachim from the ground, that is going to ruin it. The bo'inan shehei hecholol shal amovui arakora asara tefachim dafka. We need airspace from the ground till where the korah starts of 10 tefachim. If it's above 10 tefachim, it's okay. But if part of the korah sticks down within 10 tefachim, the achronim argue with the mechaber and they say that will not be okay. We don't view it as if it's not there. It is there and it is puzzle. Says the mechaber vayter siv chav hei. This is picture number 68. So not shtei yesedos akumos al shnei kosle amavui. You stuck in two pegs on a slant on the top of the two walls of the mavui. Va'akmi musa nota l'socha mavui. The slant has them leaning towards the inside of the mavui. V'nosan hakor aleihem. Like in the picture 68, you place the korah over these two pegs that are sticking diagonally up towards the inside of the mavui. The ain be a sedos tefach. The pegs themselves do not have a width of a tefach. Shehu shir korah lios nechshavim kekorah. So they don't have the width of a korah to be considered an extension of the korah, so they're not part of the korah. So the din is, im einam givoa mikosa amavui shlosha. If they do not go higher than the walls of the Mavui three tvachim, ve'ein b'nitiyasan shlosha, and they don't go in also three tvachim, it's ksheira. Shanu roin ki'ilu heim al kosle ha-Mavui. Because we view the Korah as if it is resting on the walls of the Mavui, u'ki'ilu ha-Korah nogas b'Mavui, and as if the Korah is actually touching the Mavui. Because we're going to say, we view it as if it drops down, and it also gets extended, because everything is within three tvachim. V'im yesh begavon, but if there is in the height of the Korah above the wall of the Mavui, open it tiyasan, or in its going inward, away from the walls of the Mavui, shlosha, then it's going to be puzzle. So then it's psula. So you have to have these diagonal pegs that are sticking up from the walls that the Korah is on top of. It has to be that it doesn't go up three tvachim, and it doesn't go in three tvachim. And then if the Korah is there, we'll say as if it's dropped down, and as if it's extended, because it would be less than three tvachim in all directions. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Pe Gimel. Sa'akumos al-shnei, ratzalomar da'hoyu omdos ha'yesedos. These pegs were standing al shnei hatzadim on the two sides, bishipua on a slope, v'rasheim botos l'malo migova aksalim, and their tops are sticking up above the height of the walls. Pei beis, pei dalid, v'nosan akor alem, you place the kor on top of them. But Solomon means to say, v'yesh kan shnei reusos, there are two flaws in this korah. Achas number one, de'ena munachas akorah ala kosel mamish. The Korah is not resting on the walls mamish. Rak ba'avir milamala al yesedos. Rather, it's in the airspace above the walls, resting on the pegs. That's floor number one. Shenis, floor number two, da Korah ketzora mi'orech ha'shetel shebein shnei aksalim. The length of that Korah is not as long as the area that's open between the walls. It doesn't quite reach the two walls on the side. That's reyes number two. So we said, sefkotem pehei, ve'im b'yesedos tefach. The first point we said is the pegs themselves do not have width of a tefach. De'i havi ha'yesedos roch of tefach. Because if the pegs themselves had a width of a tefach, lo ich bas lun, we would not care b'mesha korah atzmak tzara. We wouldn't care that the korah is going to be short. It doesn't matter. De'halo ha'yesedos atzman nechshavim kekorah. These pegs themselves would be considered an extension of the korah. So the fact that the korah doesn't reach the walls, if the pegs were a tefach, they would be an extension and everything would be okay. So it has to be the pegs are less than a tefach wide. So then we said if it's within three height-wise and within three width-wise, it's going to be ksheira. De'bameh she'ein givoim ha'yesedos mikosle ha'mavui shlosha tefachim. In Sivkotan Pei Vav, the Mishabura says, that which the height of the pegs from the top of the wall is less than three tefachim, amrinan chavot remei. We say chavot rami, we say we view it as if it drops down. V'hainu ki'ilu ha'koren nechbat. We view it as if the Korah drops down, the Nishbal Eitzel Aksalim, and it falls next to the walls. So since it's within three, we say Chavit Rami, the Av Shadayin Kotzeri, and even though when you drop it down, it's still too short to reach the walls. Kevan She'ein Ben Nityasan Shal Ayesedo Shlosha, since the distance of the pegs from the wall to the Korah is less than three, the Imkena Korah Eino Rechoko Shosha Tvacha Me'aksalim, I mean, love it. So since we view it as if it drops down through Chavit Rami because it's within three tvachim, and then it's within three on each side, we say Lovud, and it's as if it's connected to the walls. Sivkotan Peizayin, if it's not three tvachim in either direction, either height-wise from the top of the walls, or distance-wise from the walls, it's Psula. Says the Mishabura Peizayin, the Bishir Shlosha Lo Amrinan Chavit. Bakora Velo Lovud. When it comes to saying Chavit Rami or saying Lovud, everything has to be within three. But there's a very important sharatzion over here. If anyone ever learned sukkah, the truth is we say chavad rami much more than three tfachim. Lovud is three tfachim. Chavad rami we say much more. So if you look in the sharatzion, Os Nun Chesi writes, the afal gav the bekora tefach. Even though when we have a korah that's the width of a tefach, amrinan ba'almo chavad rami, we do say chavad rami. We do say we view it as if it drops down. Afilu gavoa kama, even if it's quite high. Shani hachu, here is different. The ba'inan korah al gabe mavui. Here by a korah, it has to be a heker, it has to be bedafka on top of the mavui. Ubeyesem mishlosha lohavi heker. More than three is not a heker. So the din of chavad rami when you don't have to have a heker, it's fine even more than three tefachim. Over here, Bedafka, where we need to have the korah as a heker on top of the walls, we'll only say chavir rami if it's within three tefachim from the height of the walls. In addition, after we have that criteria met, it still would have to be within three tefachim of the walls on both sides, because then we could say chavir rami, and then we could say lavud. There is a note over here, note number 69, where Rabbi Kueger learns from this din that you can't be mitzarev shnei hilchos halachos Moshe Mitzrayim together in order to be machshir. That's an interesting note, note number 69. We're not going to read it, but it's kedai to see. We will stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with siv chav vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.